Shin Pei Aleph. So the Isser Rechitza. So last time, Shimon Shin Pei, the Isser Malacha, we saw that the Gader of the Isser Malacha is really confusing. Well, we'll now see that the Gader of the Isser Rechitza is really confusing. This is getting to be a little bit of a trend. Okay, we'll try. We'll have the Mahalif maybe a little more here. So Marmoy Katan Teslam Bay says, Avol Zasa for Rechitza. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Al Tasuchi Shemen. So these are the one of the restrictions. And what about Rechitza? So Rechitza is Bechlal Sicha. In what ways Rechitza Bechlal Sicha? So the pshat is we never find a situation where there's an Isser B'Sicha and Matar B'Rechitza, Hatar B'Rechitza. So therefore, Rechitza is also Aser. The Gemara says on Yud Gimel Amud Beis that Kol Gufo's Aser Afilu B'Tzonein, Panayat Raglav is Mutter B'Tzonein, but Aser B'Chamin. But we'll see if you're Meluchlach B'Tit V'Tzoa, then you're Rochets V'Eino Chosheish. Fine. So what is the gather of this Isser? So from the fact that we say that it's Mutter L'Rechots, let's say if you're Meluchlach B'Tit V'Tzoa, and this is also the Lashon of Tarsa Bias, Tarsa Adam, that Rochitz Kedarko, they know Choshesh. So maybe it sounds like the Pshat is that anytime it's functional washing, it is Mutter. And what's Aser? Rechitza Shel Tainav. The Torah also says, actually, that Lahavir Sazuama is Mutter, based off of that Gemara and Tainis on Yud Gemara base. For tainus. And l'chor, it's the same thing for sicha. Now, there's even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this for rechitza, it only says it for sicha, l'havir s'taita. Why should it be any different? Like we said, it's the same idea. So if it's l'havir s'zuama, or tit, or tzoa, or whatever it is, then it's mutter. There's the same gedder, basically, as we say for tainus. And that's the mashmaus. If you look at the gra over here, sif katan aleph, why is it mutter to do it for to take off the tit, if you're mluchach the tit, to Moshe Kasbi on Makipurim says the gra, the yuma and zayin beis ayin taisvus, the brachos tezayin beis dimaslus. It's actually interesting. Here's the problem, right? So the gra is mitzayin to the din and yuma ayin zayin the beis. Oh, so this is Hashem. We're going to really have a chance to learn this summer. So we're not, but just Hakadama. So over there, we say, what do we say on Yad Zayin, on Ein Zayin base in Yuma? What's the makor for the heter to do it if you're dirty? So it says over there, Mishi Yeshlo Chatatin Berosh Osach Kedarko B'Yom Kippur Me'en Choshesh. And the Gra, so that's the makor. In other words, in the fact that if you have Chatatin Berosh, you're allowed to do Sicha Kedarko on Yom Kippur, that's the makor that you can wash yourself if you're dirty on Avelis. And then Tosfos, sorry, the Gra is also mitzayin, Tosfos tazayin and base. Over there, Tosfos is talking about Istinus. Istinus is mutter for Avelis, says Tosfos, because they only asered rechitza shel tainuk. Now, what's sort of interesting is that Tosfos holds, in, for example, we're going to get to this shortly, fourthly, in Yuma, Tosfos says in the last parak, I think of Daf Ein Zayin maybe, Tosfos says that he proves that Shar Inuyim are mutter because, sorry, that Shar Inuyim are not Aser D'Oraisa, only Aser Midrabanan, for the fact that we're Mekel basically in these cases, right? How could it be that you're Mekel on Yom Kippur for Tit V'Tzoa? Or Chatatan Birosho, or whatever, must be that Inuyim are only Aser Dirabana. Now, first glance, why can't you just say no? Inuyim are Aser Midir Oraisa. But the Gader HaYisr is Rechitza Shel Tainuk, not Rechitza Shel, you know, getting rid of this dirt. Tosfos thinks that is the Gader, but that Gader only makes sense if it's an Aser Dirabana. But I guess we'll leave that for now. For wait for Fort Lee for that. But either way, that seems to be what the Gra is getting at. In other words, the Geder Hadin, both on Yom Kippur, and the Gra thinks we could learn from Yom Kippur to Avelus, is that it's Mutter when it's a rechitza, it's also a rechitza shel tainug, mutter, when it's not tainug, like titvitzoar, presumably lahavir azulama, or chatatan mirosh, or anything like that. It's sort of interesting, actually, that the Gra writes that the Ikra Makor is Yumid. I would have thought bring a Makor from Avelos. Notice, how do you know it's the same Gedder for Yom Kippur and Avelos? So a better, especially because we're going to see in a moment they're different Gedder, right? So bring the Makor from Istinus, which is a direct Makor, as opposed to the Gemara Yom Kippur. I mean, I guess because we're trying to bring a Makor for Titvitsoa. Not sure. Anyway, I'll call upon him. So on Yom Kippur, we're Mekel, and so are Dinavelis. Now, the problem is that that's great, but then we should follow the same rules as we have on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, but we don't. For example, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we're Machmir, any type of Rechitza, right? We're not Matir, Panav Yad V'Raglav, but Zonei. Yet, on Avelos, we are. So if we're going to say that the Gedder of the Heter on Yom Kippur is the same, it's because it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, and that's the same Heter as Avelos, not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. So then we should also say that you're not, you know, like on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, we say, you know, when you wash Nagelvasser, minimally, only the fingers up to the knuckles. So what's that all about? So where do we find Tafta that on Yom Kippur? It's Asr to wash your hands, Asr to wash your face. So that's Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet on the base, that we're Machmir more on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av and other Tanis Tzibor, and also L'chora Avelos. One way of learning this, again, I think we'll have to wait for it to be mine in this further. But one way to learn this is that the gedder of the Isra Rechitza and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur that includes, like, why can't you wash your hands or your face, but so name, is a din in a tainus. It's not a din in Avelos. It is Asr, let's say, on Tisha B'Av. But, wait, we know it's very fascinating that there's overlap between Dine Tainus and Dine Avelos, right? They're all the same, basically, except for eating and drinking, which is mutter for Avelos and Asr for Tainus. But otherwise, they're the same. And maybe that's not surprising, like we saw before, because Avelos is also tshuva also. But they're somewhat different. There's achila and shtiyah's mutter on Avelos. So if we see maybe the Isser, the total ban on Rechitza, which includes even Panav Yad V'Raglav, is more of a din in the Tainus, and therefore it doesn't apply b'yamei Avelos. Could be that's the pshat. But that needs more examination. But that's why the basic din of rechitza are the same. That's why the Gra has no problem quoting the din of Yom Kippur, right? The Isser rechitza, there's the basic Isser rechitza, which is the same on Yom Kippur and Avelos, and that only restricts rechitza shel tainug. And then at tainus on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we have a additional restriction that includes total ban on rechitza. Fine. Now, as I said, the Pashup Shad is that just even though we're not Lahavir Zulma is not explicitly permitted by the Shulchan Aruch over here in Hilchos Avelos, L'chora it's included because that's a hetter for Sif Beis by Sicha. Presumably, it's the same thing. So I would think that if I read Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch, you know, let's say somebody is in Avelos and they're all sweaty. It's mutter to take a shower, and maybe I would go even further, and I would say, even you know, why do I take a shower? Took a shower this morning, so it's not. I didn't get any tainug. I mean, certainly that wasn't my motivation. Well, let's without saying whether I got tainug or not, right? It has nothing to do with tainug in terms of my motivation. So anytime my motivation to take a shower isn't tainug, it's because I feel dirty if I don't take a shower. Or I'm afraid I might be smelly if I don't take a shower, or anything like that. So it should be mutter. And that's why most people take a shower. Most people take a shower every day or every other day for that reason, right? So why should that be usher? So if I just actually read Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, I would think it's totally mutter to take a shower because you feel dirty or you feel smelly, or you're afraid you're smelly, or you feel grimy, or whatever it is. It's not a rechitza shel tainuk. Now you'll tell me, but I might get tainuk. But that doesn't seem to be aser, because we're not worried about that if it's dirty, pan of yad v'ragla, right? If you have dirt on yourself, it's mutter. But you might enjoy the shower. I mean, you probably will if you're full of dirt. But we're not worried about that. It could still be rechitz kedarko. So why? Because you're not motivated for tainuk. You're motivated to lav yisazuma, to get rid of the tit, whatever. So l'chayra, if I just stop this segment at Sif base, I would think, okay, someone who feels dirty, they should be able to take a shower, which would mean, practically speaking, an avel can take showers. Again, as long as they're not motivated by tainuk. However, once you get to Sif Gimel, you get a very different impression. At Sif Gimel, it says, when is it mutter? Only if you're mitzayer harbe, right to the point that you're basically a chola. In other words, it sounds like from Sif Gimel that the only time it's not considered tainug is b'makom tzar, b'makom choli. And you get the impression that there's like no middle ground, right? Either it's like makom choli, tzar gadol, or it's tainug, right? What I was saying is there's something in, you know, there's nothing in between. There's not time. It's not tzar gadol. Okay, a person oftentimes could go 7 days without being the tzar gadol. But it's also not tainug, somewhere in between. But when you read the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that there's nothing in between. In other words, almost like any time it's not tzar gadol, where magdir it is tainug. So what's the pshat? Or maybe it almost sounds like, hey, mamru, hey, mamru, they only were permitted it but tzar gadol. Only matir b'makom tzar. But again, it doesn't sound that way. Going back to the earlier sifim, right? The lesson of the Torah, v'davka shemechavein latainug, it's aser. But otherwise, it's mutter, right? Avalim hu meluchloch betit v'tzol v'rotz laviro, well, it's laviro, o shesach lahavir azuma, or lefua, kagon, shesh luchatam v'rosho mutter, lefigach yoledes, avelas, shichol erchotz mutter. So again, that's the lesson of the Torah. Dafka shemachavein latainuk, they were asering it. That's why lav yezum is mutter. But the Torah also has this idea that, you know, we're only made gilber makom tzar. So how do we understand that? Is it the pshat that really they only asered b'makom tainuk? But, or is it the pshat that it's us? Right. So one possible answer would say it's aser anytime you get a tainuk, but that doesn't seem to be correct. So then how do we understand the dinim and Sif Gimel and going on that we have these, all these chumras right there? We say, lo mi kol mi shenoy b'nikiyos is nikra istinis. Only the gonim said if it's bali de sakana. And okay, the Ramban says sakana doesn't mean literally sakana, but it means very uncomfortable, right? How do we understand this? It's sort of interesting. Maybe this will be a Pesach to an answer. We find in the Siman two types of exceptions with different rules. One is takfu avelos or bogares or the like. These people, we are matir tsonen and not chamin. The second, bogares meaning someone who's in shidduchim, right? Okay. The second is tit v'tzoa istenis yoledes. In there, we seem to be matir even chamin. So we can understand. So why are they different? That's why we sometimes matir rochitz kedarko, like by the istenis, or by tit v'tzoa. Sometimes we're only matir v'tzonen, like the bogares or takvu avelos. So you could say it two ways. maybe the easier way to say it is, we're only matir as much as needed. So if you're dirty with mud, so then you're not going to get clean unless you use hot water. So it's mud or hot water. But if tefu avelos, you can get away with zoning. Or is the pshat that the gzeirah by tefu avelos or bogaris, they're the bechlal the gzeirah. So that's why it's also for them to be nana. And that's why it's only mutter b'tzoni. Okay, let's see. So, it says like this in the Beis Yosef. Kas Ramban, Yiram Yushalmi, Shehayu Noagim b'miktas makomos, Shekrovim hamavrim ha'avel, Hayu marchitin osel kodem havra. Lefisha asu, okay. So this is a very strange idea. He would bathe before the Suda Savra. So what's the idea? What's the idea? So the Ramban explains that, well, because you get very schmutzy at the Kfura, schwitzy at the Kfura, vayumatirin zu harechitza rishona. V'achar kach, hayunoagim iser v'rechitza kol shiva. Now, I have a kasha. If this is the din, the regular halacha of titfitzawa or zuama or the like, so they didn't have to be matir this, right? It says they would be matir rechitza rishona, and afterwards it goes back to the regular rules. So it sounds like there's an exception to the rule, right? Sounds like there's an exception. They were matir, they made this hatter for, you know, you have a one-time tour. But how could that be a one-time tour? And then why do you need, you know, to come on to the fact that they're very, very dirty from the kfura? So what the impression you get from the Ramban, and I think this might answer all these questions, is like this. Mikra din. Anytime it's not latainug, it's mutter. Right? The only thing that's aser is latainug. And therefore, if someone is shvitzi, they could take a shower. Someone is schmutzy, they could take a shower. If they're uncomfortable because they feel dirty, they could take a shower. If they're afraid they might be smelly, they could take a shower. That's why it's not rechitza shel tainug. Ah, you might happen to feel tainug. That's not aser. That's incidental, right? However, there's a minhag, and that's all that's aser medina b'gemara. There was a minhag. As far as I could tell, this minhag is a minhag ga'onim, because there's no source for this other than in the ga'onim. That no, not anyone who wants to go ahead and say their nista nis is okay. And basically, they restricted it. They said the only time it's mutter is if it's tsar gadol, if it's choli, if you're a known istanist, you know, documented. That's when it's mutter. But otherwise, so they left. The minhag is to be machmir. Oh. And now, and then the Ramban says, okay, so this is the pshat in this minhag of taking a shower before the Suda Safra. Because people come back from the Kura, they're very dirty, so they left it at the Ikar Adin, and they let you take a one-time shower after, we don't have this practice anymore, but that's what the minhag used to be at least. They would take a shower before the Suda Savra, and then they would go back to the regular minhag. And that seems to be, so now this would explain the difference. In other words, Sif Aleph and Beis is the Ikar Adin. And B'makom, Tit, Sawa, Zuama, so they left, so it's Mutter, right? They never ossered it. The minhag, though, became that when it's not, you know, mamish dirty and greasy and grimy, then they were machmir. They were only matir. If it's tzar gadol or a documented istanis or whatever other kulas that they had. But lo gazru for an istanis, lo gazru for yolades. And therefore, for the istanis and yolades, they left it al pidin, right? And therefore, the istanis and yolades are it's mutar afilu b'chamin. Whereas for everybody else, they had this minhag. But sometimes Oh, and that's why, let's say, the takfu avelos or the like, he has to only do a pitzoni. Good. Halacha lemaisa, what do we say? So, and that why that might be agav, sort of like why we're makel, let's say, during the 9 days to shower for very light reasons, right? Because this added chumrah was said only during actual avelos. And even though during the 9 days we sort of give it similarities to the Dinei Shiva, and that's why I say there's an Issa Rechitza, but that's the Ikar Adin Issa Rechitza. But Lemaisa, Ikar Adin, but like we said, by Rechitza during Avelos, you could take a shower if you're feeling schwitzy. And even though the minig is to be machmir during Shiva, the minig to be to be knowing during the 9 days like Shiva is like the din by Shiva, not the minig of Shiva. And that's why we're much more makil during the 9 days than we would be during actual Shiva. So if you have a person who's really feeling very, uncomfortable during Avelos, ad kedei kach that they would be sick, and especially if they're already have zuama, so then I think the poskim tend to be makil. I think the minhag is that for a regular person who, you know, would like to take a shower, but it's not a chola, ad kedei kach, so then we don't. But again, you know, mekar adin, it's mutter. Interesting discussion. Maybe we'll get to it, I guess, next time. Is Yom Rishon different? Because by Istanis we find Megumar Yom Rishon is different. But Yoledis didn't sound that way. We'll get to that another time. Just one last couple of quick points. What's the getter of the heter of Paniyat Varaglav? Bitzonin, right? So that we say is mutter for everybody. Everybody's allowed Paniyat Varaglav. So many poskim say Paniyat Varaglav means basically mixes gufo. In other words, can't take a whole shower. But even if it's more than just your hands, Paniyat Varaglav, it's going to be mutter. Take a look at the Divrei Sofrim. I had a ha'ar on that, which is that many poskim, we'll see later on, are machmir, that they don't even allow the woman to vimrochets oso makom to start shivanakim. But if you think that there's a heter of mitzvah skufa, why is that mutter? And even if we're going to be makel on that, that's only because of the tzairach. But sounds like under typical circumstances it would be aser. Could be that the pshat is that they weren't gozer on mixes gufo b'makom tzorech. Min astam, there isn't really much of a tzorech other than panaviyad v'raglov, but in a case where there is, then there is.
It's not due to the fact that panim raglov and yadav are the parts of the body which are exposed?
That's because that's why there's typically a tzorech for them. That's the point. So if there's a tzorech for any other part, so then we would apply a heter mitzvah gufo. But otherwise we wouldn't. And that's the clear. Does the tzorech for her to be able to start shivnikiyam qualify? What about yoledes? So we saw already yoledes is an exception. The get of yoledes seems to be machlokas Rush and Mordechai. If you take a look at the Mordechai, it's quoted by the Darkei Moshe, of Katan Aleph. It sounds like on the first day where Avelos is deoraisa, it's aser, right? L'chora, he understood that it's like istanis. If you look at the shachs of Katan Beis over here, it sounds like she's mutaris even be omishon. And that's also the mashmos of the Torah Neshulchan Aruch. The question is, why would we be machmir by istanis and makil by yoledes if the whole source is istanis? And again, in the case of istanis, why do we say it's mutter? We only said it's mutter on Yom Rishon. Right, that's the story of Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Willig answered, based off of the Ra'ah, that it's aser b'yom rishon because it's not nicker la'ayin that they're an istanis. Now the istanis doesn't look different than everybody else. Mashen ken yoledes or tit, so it's nicker that they need bathing. It's nicker she's a yoledes. It's nicker that you're dirty, and that's why we're making even yom rishon. And but when it's not nicker, then former only may go on the din de rabban. Now the problem is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like even istanis is mutar yom rishon, right? Why, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the heter of istanis, doesn't he say it's only mutar yom rishon when the Gemara explicitly says it's only mutar after yom rishon? When the Gemara says explicitly it's not mutar yom rishon, so we could just say, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch didn't bother spelling it out, especially because Shulchan Aruch doesn't even say the heter of istanis directly. It just says agav, you'll let us mutar like an istanis. But it could be, right? Well, it considered a more far-reaching conclusion. He said, no, that maybe if you follow this Raha, it would be mutter for an istanis even on Yom Rishon. Why? Because remember, Medina de Gemara, it's not anyone that's an istanis, it's anyone that's tsar. So that's not nicker. But nowadays, that we're only matir for a card-carrying istanis for because of that, the minig that we said. So then Mimela, it's going to be mutter for the istanis even on Yom Rishon, because the criteria of the Ra'ah are met. In other words, nowadays it is mutter for an istanis be Yom Rishon. In the times of the Gemara, it wasn't. Because the times of the Gemara, it was mutter not just for the card-carrying istanis, but anyone who's bitzar. Again, it's difficult against the Gemara. But anyway, Lamaisa the Shach sounds like, even though Medina is mutter for the Yoledas on Yom Rishon, if she could wait, she should. All right, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem. On Wednesday, we will finish this simon and start the next one.